The value of friendship. Maha Ukusa Jataka.
It was once salient at Jidavana that the Buddha told this story about having friends. Once a layman or Savati went to see a Gopi drink.
Madam, our family is quite respectable, but we are not all rich. I need a wife. I'm very interested in a daughter of another family of our own class. Will you please approach that family and arrange a match?
Of course, sir. I will go at once. My dear, I have come with the proposal of marriage from a very promising young man.
Does the young man have any reliable friends who can, on occasion, act on his behalf?
No, miss. I don't believe that he has any close friends at all.
Well, before I can consider his offer of marriage, he must make some good friends.
Sir, I spoke with a young woman, but she refused to marry you until you have made some good friends.
Thank you, madam. That's good advice. I will introduce myself at once to the positive keeper.
The young man did a story that after some time he sent the Gopi twin to come down with a proposal of marriage.
My dear, the young man made friends with the four city gatekeepers, who introduced him to the town wardens. Gradually, he became friends with some of the nobles, with the king's advisor, with the commander-in-chief, and even with the crown prince, who introduced him to the king. After some time, the king gave him a position of trust. Now, he is known as Mita Gandaga, the man with many friends. Recently, he became acquainted with the 80 great disciples, and Venerable Ananda introduced him to the Buddha. The Buddha established his entire family in the three refugees. He again asked you to marry him.
Madam, please tell him that I accept his proposal with great joy.
Mita Gandaga immediately informed the king of his good fortune.
Your Majesty, I would like you to know that I am engaged to a beautiful young woman, and she will soon become my wife.
Mita Gandaga, that is wonderful. I might start will arise for you. What I feel, it will be celebrated under royal control night, and I will present you and your wife with a fine heart.
Sire, I'm very grateful for your kindness. Thank you very much.
Everybody in the court also sends thanksgiving because of their regard for Mita Gandaka. All the inhabited saw Savati had his new wife in high regard and felt close to her. On the seventh day of their wedding celebration, the new couple invited the Buddha and 500 bhikkhu. After the meal, the Buddha gave them his blessing and they both attained the first birth. Later, in the hall too, all the bhikkhu were talking about this.
Friends, we must be very happy for Mita Gandaka.
Yes, that is true remarkable story.
Bhikkhu, what are you describing?
Ananivasa, we were saying that it is remarkable that because Mita Gandaka followed his wife's advice, he became a friend to everyone and received great honor from the king. And both husband and wife attained the first bath.
Bhikkhu, this is not the first time that this man has received great benefit because of this woman. Long ago, her advice said that family.
Venerable sir, we do not know about that. Please tell us how that came about.
Very well. Listen, I will tell you the story of the past.
Long, long ago, when Brahmadatta was reigning in Varanasi, there was a large lake in the jungle. On the southern shore of the lake lived a mayhawk. When the western shore lived a female hawk, one day the two hawks met. "You are a beautiful hawk, and I strong. Will you consider marrying me?"
"Do you have any close friends?"
"No, I don't most of the time. I just keep to myself."
"But what do? If we are to live together, we need to have some reliable friends who can help us if trouble arises and defend us in case of danger. You must find some friends."
"Who should I make friends with?"
"Well, you could get along the Aspiring King, who lives on the eastern shore of the lake, and the Lion King, who lives on the northern shore. You might also become friends with the Turtle, who lives on the island in the middle."
"That's very good advice. I will certainly do so. In fact, I will seek up his neighbors immediately."
"Son, they were all acquainted and became good friends."
"My dear, I will then ask you advice. Now, will you marry me?"
"Of course, I will. Let us. You are left in the canterbury tree on the islet in the lake."
"My dear, you have made me very happy. I'm sure we will have a wonderful family."
In time, they had two babies. One day, while the babies were still fledging, ten hunters from the nearby village were fledging through the jungle looking for game.
"My plan, it is quite late in the afternoon. We have not been seen there anyway."
"Yes, this is tolerant. Here we are empty handed."
"Oh, what should we do? We can't go home like this."
"No, we certainly cannot. We have to have something to show for our day's fever."
"This is a lovely lake. Let's try to catch a fish or a salmon."
A few hours later,
he heard fish even at dusk. "Now, what do we do?"
"Let's swim to that island."
"Wow, now I am really tired. How about returning under the shade of that Gandhava tree?"
"Good idea."
"This pie, the nuts, and Asukido are dominating me."
"Let's pay fire to dry the insects away."
"Good idea."
"Do you hear that? There are sparks in the tree. Look, there is a nut."
"I show the fire. Let's roast some food and have our supper."
"Good idea."
"Husband, quick. Those men want to kill our young ones. They have built a fire to roast our babies. Fly over and turn the aspirin over the bench. Ask he to save our children."
"Certainly, my dear." "Friend Austrian."
"Hello, friend. Why have you come? Is there a program?"
"Oh, greeting of birds. I have come to beg your help. Some villages are built by our Kadamba tree, and they plan to eat our little ones."
"Have no fear. The wise make plans for emotional occasions. The group may help each other in times of need. Of course, then where are you? Now tell me, has the child climbed the tree yet?"
"No, not yet. They are still high lingering on the fire."
"Good. Then go back and go for your mate. Tell her I'm on my way."
"Thank you, friend."
The horse returned, and the all three flew towards the Kadamba tree to the suffering the sin. As soon as the man started climbing the tree, the great bird dived into the lake, filled his mouth with water and dropped his wings. Then, as he flew over the island, he opened his mouth and spread his wings. The water he had brought rained down and completely increased the fire.
"Did you see that? That's our brave boat out of our fire.
Uncompleted. Let's fill another one.
Just he did it again.
And now refuse to get up and breathe new fire every time that possibly experience the flame. So it was quite dark, and the great fire was exhausting from having so much water.
Husband, the offering is the discharge. Go and ask the turtle to come on the rainy sea.
Friend, thank you for your help. You have done a great service. My wife is content, however, that you are wearing yourself out on our behalf. Please rest for a while. You've done more than enough.
Not at all. A true friend must do all he can for his friend, even if he dies doing it.
We certainly appreciate that. But please rest a while. I must go and visit the turtle. Friend turtle.
Hello, friend. What brings you out tonight?
Our children are in danger. Hunters are building a fire to roast them. The noble office has been working for hours to put up the planes, but now he is worn out. Would you please come and help protect our nestlings?
One who is virtuous gives food, health, and even his life for a friend. For you, dear hawk, I will do whatever you need.
Let me go, Father. Your friend is my friend. I will say, go very hot.
That's very good of you to offer, son. But when those villagers see me, fully grown, they might leave the hawks alone.
Oh, shucks. I hope that when I grow up, I am a bit so as you are.
I'm sure you will be. Now, my friend, go back and stay with your wife. I will be there shortly.
The great red dives into the water, collects some moths, and swim to the islands. Coming ashore, he throws the moth onto the fire and quenches the flame.
What's going on? Who put out our fire?
I didn't see the first case of spread this time.
It was that turtle. Look how big he is.
He's huge.
There's enough meat for all of us.
Find water with this baby horse. Let's roast that cousin turtle's over. Kill him and enjoy turtle's soup.
The mouse crumbled down from the tree as far as he could. When he can't tear his tress from his clothes, and the other collared quivers, he tied them to the turtle legs. But, struggling as he might, he could not roll him over. The mighty turtle was so strong that he kept crawling towards the water and dragged the man to the mat. The man refused to let go until they were in such deep water. Then they realized they were in danger of drowning. Finally, they gave up and clambered back to shore, where they collapsed.
What a mess! Have the night, Mr. Lever offered a kit putting out our fire. And we were almost drowned when this started put us into the lake.
You are right, but it is too late to go home. Let's build another fire and try out.
In the morning, we will get some little hot and have some breakfast.
Those men are determined to devour our baby. Go and talk to our friend, the lion.
Of course, that's a good idea.
The hawk flew to the northern shore of the lake. I landed in front of the flying sun.
Hello, friend. What brings you here at this time of night?
Great king of beasts. Our little ones are in danger. Men have been trying all night to catch them. The Osprey and the Tatter have repeatedly put out their fire, but they have just lit another one. Since you are our king, I have come to ask for your help. Would you please come and save our children?
For you, I am ready to perform any service at any time. As your friend, I must protect your children. Go back and comfort your dear wife. I will take care of the men. Those hunters must be stopped from waking heart in our forest.
The great lion leaped into the lake and turned out of the water as he charged toward the island. The men heard the splashing and looked to see what it was. When they saw the outline of the great beast and the light of the fire reflected in his eyes, they were terrified.
A lion, run for your life. When after us, you come.
Let's cut out of here.
When the lion got to the foot of the tree, the men were gone. The osprey, the tartar, and the hawk emerged from the shadows.
Thank you, my friend.
Thank you, great king. You came just at the right time.
Thank you, sire. We could not have held out much longer.
Our friendship is great value to us all. We must be careful never to break this tie that binds us together.
I must thank all of you for saving my family. Now, let's put up the men's fire so we can all go home.
Ah, because of you, my little ones are safe. What a blessing to have such good friends. It is due to the help of our friends that our children are safe and tall. In of your stay, you are far. In our helplessness, you took pity on us. And we have all survived this 3 years night because of you. Truly, we live and prosper because we have and are good friends.
Be standing with stay together for the rest of their lives, without breaking the bond of friendship. Eventually, they all pass away to fare according to their desires.
At that time, the young married couple with the pair of horse, Maulana, was the great Tate. Yaula was the Tate's son, Saritodra was the Asri, and Dai was the lion.